this moment, I am filled to absolutely overflowing joy, awe, and I'm not sure what else. The most amazing thing has happened, and I'm just really struggling to get my head around it. But then I'm prattling on, and you don't know what I'm talking about, do you? I guess I should start where all new relationships begin. I should start with an introduction. My name is Mary. You probably don't know me, but you might know my betrothed, Joseph. He's the carpenter here in Nazareth, you know. We've been engaged for, what seems like forever. Since I was just a little girl, we've been engaged. And I have been raised expecting to be a married woman and doing all the things that the girls all of Nazareth would normally do. You marry, you bear children, you move into the house with your husband's family, you get along with them as best as you can, you take care of the goats and the chickens, and you don't really necessarily expect that you'll have a lot of great closeness because you're in essence living like a stranger in your husband's house, which is already dominated by however many other women might already be there, you know, like his mother and all of those other folks. And I was all ready for that life with Joseph as my husband. And we finally got to the year of our betrothal. That's a year-long thing that lasts until the wedding day, which is when I would move into Joseph's house. And I've been ready for that. I'm waiting for that. But then the most amazing thing happened about 3 months ago. Now, you may not believe me, but I was going to the well to draw water. And there was this man standing there. Well, he just looked like any other man who might come to the well, wait for me to draw him some water or something like that. I didn't think much about it. But then all of a sudden, he spoke to me, directly. And he said, "You are beautiful inside and out. You are obviously filled with God's presence." I just sort of looked at him and didn't say a whole lot. And then he continued to talk to me. And he said that I was beloved by God and that I had been chosen by God, that I was going to become pregnant, that I was going to have a baby that I would name Jesus. I would name this baby Jesus, and he would be the Son of the Most High. He would be holy. And this baby would reign on the throne of King David forever. Well, Joseph is from the house of David, but it's pretty distant, you know, how those things go. So I suppose it's possible that this really could happen. And then it suddenly struck me. This isn't just any old man here. This is an angel. Yeah, I know, you don't believe in angels. I'm not talking about those, you know, feathery white cherubic things that float around up in heaven. No. I'm talking about these people that God sends to talk directly to us human beings. And we never know when it's going to happen. I'm talking about the kind of thing that happened with Abraham and Sarah. Do you remember the story? How Abraham is outside and he sees these strangers coming in his gates. And he goes and he makes sure that he shows all the hospitality he can. He makes sure they have a meal, has Sarah bake bread. And they tell him that his wife Sarah, who's really, really old by then, is going to have a baby. Well, you may remember that Sarah laughs. Pretty absurd at her age. But a year later, those messengers come back, and there is Sarah with baby Isaac. God can do wondrous things. God can do anything God chooses. So why not me? Hannah had a baby when she was barren. Interestingly enough, this angel tells me that my cousin Elizabeth is really pretty old now and has been considered barren, is also going to have a baby. But that's not what made me believe this man. I just believed him because there was such a power in him, in his presence. I couldn't resist. It was like he drew me into him. And so I believed. God has chosen me, Mary, just this humble girl from Nazareth, to be the mother of God's child. Me, Mary. But then I think, God uses the most amazing people. Jacob was a scoundrel. He stole his brother Esau's inheritance. God made him Israel, named him Israel, and he became the father of all of my ancestors. God took Moses. Moses murdered a man in Egypt. And yet God took Moses and had him lead his people out of slavery and into the promised land. Abraham. I don't know that Abraham had done anything all that grand to make God say, I'm going to make you the father of all people. What made Abraham great was that when God said, go to this place, I'll show you, Abraham packed up his family and went. So God wants me to be the mother of this baby if I'm to name Jesus. And I believe that this is what God wants me to do. And that what this messenger has spoken is true. God has always been faithful. You know, Isaiah wrote about how the deserts would suddenly blossom, how there would be water, how there would be lame people who would suddenly be able to leap and dance. How there would be people who were blind that could see. And how all of the people who were in captivity would be brought back to Jerusalem. And they came. They came back to Jerusalem. And Herod made sure that the temple was rebuilt. And we have this glorious temple in Jerusalem now, where we can go to worship our God and praise God. So we have an amazing God, and I believe that through me and this baby, he's going to do even more magnificent things than we've ever even dreamed of. God is going to do things that maybe we can't even imagine. God is going to take those people who are so almighty powerful and pull them down from their thrones. I believe God is going to take the people who are rich and eat those 20-course meals and let them starve, and he's going to feed the hungry. God is going to make sure that those injustices that are taken out upon so many marginalized people will be righted. That is God's ultimate plan. But it's a journey. And we're not going to get there tomorrow. And there may be some difficult times, but God is faithful and will be with us. And all we can do now is wait for this baby, Jesus. And all the wondrous, amazing things that he will do for us. He will bring us our salvation. He will right the wrongs. The whole world will be turned upside down, and all of the hungry will be fed. The homeless will be housed. Those who have suffered indignities and injustices beyond belief will be restored to wholeness. And all of us will get to dance with joy. Because that's God's plan. Hallelujah. Let us rejoice. Amen.